Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The North Sand Mountain Lady Bison are headed for the Final Four of the AHSAA State Playoffs. The Lady Bison compete tonight in the State Final Four, continuing what has already been an impressive postseason run. Tip-off is 7 Eastern with an airtime at 6:45 on your home for high school sports here on Classic Hits KWIN. Fans across Northeast Alabama and the Tri-State area can hear every play here on the radio and streaming on the KWIN app. North Sand Mountain is now just one win away from playing for a state championship. A very special thanks to the AHSAA Radio Network for playoff coverage. Again, that's 6:45 tonight with a tip at 7 Eastern. In Dade County, an exciting day on Saturday for 3 Dade County Fire Departments as new tanker trucks were delivered. South Dade Fire and Rescue, West Brow Fire and Rescue, and New Salem Fire and Rescue each received brand new tanker units that will soon be placed into service. Commissioners Bob Woods and Philip Hartline were on hand for the delivery. Fire officials say the new tankers will improve response capability, especially in rural areas where hydrant access is limited. Department leaders say the trucks were made possible through SPLOST funding and thanked voters for supporting public safety investments. In Walker County, a Chickamauga man charged in a deadly crash on Spring Creek Road has been extradited back to Hamilton County. Court documents show James Bernard is now in custody, that as of last Friday. Bernard was arrested February 11th near Atlanta in connection with the September crash that killed 60-year-old Paula Sowens. Now, investigators say he was driving at a high rate of speed when the vehicle left the road and struck a tree. He faces charges including vehicular homicide by intoxication, DUI, and speeding. Consumers are urged to check their refrigerators after several Great Value brand cottage cheese products sold at Walmart were voluntarily recalled. The FDA says the products may not have been properly pasteurized, posing a potential health risk. The affected items were sold in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia between February 17th and 20th, with Best Buy dates ranging from April 1st through April 3rd. Customers are advised not to consume the product and return it to Walmart for a full refund. No illnesses have been reported. The Georgia State House has passed legislation requiring public schools to implement weapon detection systems for students entering campus. Dade County school officials say similar technology is already in place locally, funded through eSPLOST dollars. Walker County School Superintendent Damon Raines says grant funding, including in the bill, could help districts cover the cost. Now the measure heads to the state Senate, and if approved, it would go to Governor Brian Kemp for his signature. Once again, the North Sand Mountain Lady Bison tip-off for the Final Four in Alabama tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern, airtime 6:45 here on Classic Hits KWIN. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day right here on the home of the Braves, the Bulldogs, and NASCAR. You can catch us at 101.3 FM, 106.1 FM, 1420 AM, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.